You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome to Live Well Anyway. I'm your host, Mackenzie Coppa, and on this podcast, we focus on wellness, beauty, style, planning, and life. Basically, life is messy, and here we learn to live well anyway. So join me on this journey as we figure it out together. And just to get us started, I'll go first. And today, I am going first, quite literally, with Katie Duckett as we talk about her brand new business that I'm so excited about, that I am coming alongside her with some new features to my business and helping her to get organized and fight the overwhelm and figure all of these new parts of her life out. Katie and I have always kind of had this synergy in how we work out things together, how she comes up with ideas, and how I help guide her along the way. It is like getting to dive into one of my ultimate love languages, which I think is planning. It is one of my absolute favorite things. I just love doing it. I love figuring it all out. I love knowing what I'm supposed to do next, and I love helping other people figure out what they should be doing with their time also. It's just so satisfying to me, which is also another reason why I'm so excited to be offering our Live Well Planned cohort, where I'm going to be walking 5 ladies a month through this whole process. So if you have a lot of overwhelm in your life, a lot of projects that you're trying to tackle, maybe you are a work-at-home mom and you have your own business and you're just not sure how to juggle all the different parts of your life, then I would love to work with you. We will have the link to the application in the show notes so you can check it out, see what it's all about. But basically, it's a month-long process where I will be walking these 5 ladies on Marco Polo and then also through other tools like Trello and Google Calendar and different things like that to help them identify exactly what all is on their plate, figure out what are the top priorities, how to structure their day and their time so that they can be maximizing that time, but also making sure that they're really taking care of themselves, being realistic with the amount of time that they have. It's a whole thing. It's going to be so much fun and it's going to be so helpful. So like I said, you can find that link in our show notes if that is something that you are possibly interested in. Also, you guys, I'm finally doing it. I'm finally cracking down and getting on YouTube. This has been something that I have been wanting to do for a really long time. I remember 2 years ago, literally this month, 2 years ago, where I mapped out a plan and I was like, I want to do this YouTube thing. But then life happened and I had some hesitancy and I struggled with a lot of imposter syndrome. And lately, I've just really been diving into it more, watching YouTube and getting inspiration and being like, nope, you know what? I really want to do this. I want to be creating content on that platform. I want to be engaging in the community of that platform. So if you want to see any of the content that I have going on over there, my very first video should hopefully be coming out tomorrow, if you are listening to this the day that it comes out. So Thursday, May 12th is the first day that I will be updating videos. I plan to have them out at least weekly on the platform. A lot of planning content, a lot of life content, wellness content. I think it is going to be a lot of fun and I would love to have you come over there, subscribe, click on notifications, do all of the things. I think it's going to be a really good time. So you should be able to find me at youtube.com/MackenzieCoppa. But without further ado, let's dive into this episode with the one and only Katie Duckett. Welcome back, Katie.
Hey.
Okay, I'm excited for today's episode because there's a lot of new things on the horizon, I think, for both of us. And that's really fun and exciting. And even though we're doing like totally different things from each other, they have a lot of crossover, which has been fun.
Which we've always found.
Yes.
Dovetail. Yeah.
Yeah. All that synergy that we have that just works together. So I think it's going to be a really fun episode and conversation. And I'm sorry, you guys, that my voice still sounds like awful. I'm still battling the sickness, but hopefully we can get through it and I'll still have a voice at the end.
So I think you sound great on my end.
Oh, you're sweet. What I'm hearing in my head is not awesome. But I might be extra critical too, because I do listen to myself all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this is probably a good audience to just, because this is just a conversation today. So
yes.
Amongst friends. Yeah.
Yeah. So Katie, you have a pretty big, new, exciting thing that you're doing that has taken a long time to get here. A lot of other possibilities that were on the table. And everyone but you thought, no, don't have that thing happen because we think this thing should happen. And here you are. It all worked out that this is the thing that we all thought should happen and is happening. Now I think you're probably pretty happy about that.
I am. I think I'm like, I think it's settling in and, yeah, I feel like I've kind of fought this a little bit. Like, oh no, this is too big, too hard. This will take
a little.
Isn't that always the way too?
I know.
And God's been so gracious to give me like confirmations kind of right away where I feel like, okay, this is the right thing to be doing. Okay. So that has really helped me feel more confident that and excited and accept it more than I think I did before, where it feels like a big leap of faith. And so it's good to have like cushioned places to put my feet, like, okay, this is all right.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'll be okay.
And not just, it's going to be okay. Like, it's going to be amazing.
Oh
yeah.
Before
we talk like more, you know, out here in the ether about what's going on. What are you doing?
Okay, I'm taking like my love of baking and I'm going to start selling it. I'm a cookie decorator.
Well, yeah.
Moving forward and saying that's what I'm going to do. I'm opening a small business, cottage bakery, out of my house. So going through all the licensing stuff and the tedium of the licensing.
Yeah.
And oh my gosh, my eyes just cross reading the paragraphs over and over, like, what is it really asking of me? Like, what is this? But luckily I've got support around me. Like, it's not a big deal to my husband. My oldest son, he's like, no big deal, mom. Like, just do this. And we had to draw a grid of our kitchen to scale. And that's one of those things that was like, I would read that and say, well, this was a nice dream. That's impossible. And I cannot do that. And both my son and my husband were like, got it. And they did it. And they were very proud of their work. And I was just like, how does your brain even work that way? Like, to scale? That's not my kitchen, but everything to scale? Like, oh my goodness. That takes a special kind of mental power that I do not have. So it's been cool that my weaknesses, my gaps, like there have been immediate people to fill it. This is not something like I'm not on my own out here. I feel like I've really got a lot of support.
Yeah. Well, I love that. But I think that you are really diminishing what you're doing by just saying that you're a cookie decorator, because that is not all you're doing. You have drop cookies. You are creating like custom recipes that are your own workings of amazing deliciousness. You are like, you're baking the cookies too. You put so much craft into
figuring out the right recipe. Like, I was a cookie decorator. I did that for Cookies by Design a million years ago. And I only decorated cookies. That is not what you are doing. You are like a cookie, I don't even know what, like elite chef extraordinaire. Like, it is beyond just like, I'm a cookie decorator. You have invested, you have like a cookie printer and
yes, I have
a Cricut to do stencils and make your own stuff. And you can, you have a projector and you have like all of these things to take it to this level where you can be there, like you can supply for corporate orders and logos and like the possibilities with all that you've invested and the vision that you have for your company just feel limitless. Oh, and you're able,
very excited.
Good, because I like seeing what you're doing and seeing like the direction that you've gone with it. I love the business mind you've put into it. And that's another thing. I've seen you really invest in so much learning about this whole process. That has been incredibly inspiring.
That has been, well, I think I messaged you this morning and was like, my brain hurts. Like, it hurts. I took in so much information. Yesterday in particular, I had a one-on-one training with my edible printer, and that comes with software, and I am not techie. Probably everybody knows that listening, because we've had some conversations before, but I am so not tech savvy. And I have had to learn so many things that are just out of my wheelhouse, and each one kind of builds on the other. And so, I mean, oof, it's like college. It feels like
that
pace of learning where like it culminates, everything builds. You've got to have these detailed, the verbiage, like you have to understand what a PNG file is versus, like, it's just crazy. All the things that I am so unfamiliar with, but I have been able to learn, which is encouraging.
Well, yeah,
probably taken me longer than it would have in my 20s, but I've been able to take it in. I've been able to adapt. I've been able to learn the technology and do things that are like blowing my mind. I can't believe some of the things I've been able to do. And that's so fun. And it's like this very creative, inspiring environment right now. It's also filled with like chords and stuff. Like we're kind of drowning in chords of like, how do we makeshift, especially my dining room, that work as a dining room, but also kind of my station. And so, I mean, there's still a lot that we are figuring out as a family.
Yeah.
And how much
you need to bring Roman over for some cable management.
I've legitimately thought about hiring.
That's so funny.
To do like, you know, come in and give me some pointers, because it's a thing. It's a thing. If you go left in my dining room, you're going to trip. Do not go left.
Yeah.
That's the kind of situation we're in. And my edible printer, you can never unplug it or turn it off. It has to always be unplugged. Yes, it'll clog. So it always has to stay plugged in and on. So I can't
adjust my word.
That cord situation. It has to be somewhere that it can really live. And we're trying to find out a new home. His name is Eddie. And so we're trying to find a new home for Eddie. Where can you live that you're not like in our biz when we're eating dinner, but you're here when I need you? Like, where do I put you?
So, oh, Eddie.
Eddie, I know.
Oh my goodness.
When he showed up at the door, I was like, my new boyfriend is here.
Yeah.
He has arrived. And Ben is like, I am very uncomfortable with that. As you should be, really, as you should be. But he and I didn't spend a lot of time together.
So. Yeah, you are. Very intimate. Very intimate knowledge of each other.
Yeah, he's not always going to see me at my best. He's going to see
me. It's true. It's true. Oh my goodness. That's so funny. But I mean, I've seen you do so much learning just beyond even the technical things. I mean, obviously you've been learning so many things about all this different equipment that you have, but you've been learning about business practices, and you've been learning about social media marketing, and you've been learning actual cookie decorating techniques and how to develop your own recipes. And like the amount of learning just overall in this whole scope of this business that you're creating has been in so many different areas to really cover the whole breadth of what you're doing. That has been amazing and inspiring to watch. So I've been under a lot of stress this year so far. And one of the first things that goes for me when I'm under a lot of stress is eating well. Sometimes I just forget to eat at all, and staying on top of my supplements. And so that is why I was so excited to be able to partner with AG1, because now I have the peace of mind that I'm making sure to get everything that I need every day. Even if all the other things fall apart, all I have to do is take my Athletic Greens, and I'm making sure that I've got one simple, surefire source that has all of the good stuff that I really need. So what is AG1? Well, let me just tell you a little bit more about it. With just one scoop of this delicious Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you get your day going right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, and aging. All of the things are incorporated into this one simple step. In fact, it tastes so good that some of my kids even request to drink it. They come to me and ask if they can go have Athletic Greens. And I'm like, yes, by all means, because it's so good for us. And we're making sure that if there are gaps in our diet, we are covering those things, and I don't have to worry about getting a whole bunch of supplements into us. It's lifestyle friendly for whatever diet that you follow. It contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs or nasty chemicals or artificial anything, and it still tastes good. It supports better sleep and recovery, mental clarity. It's got so many things. It costs less than $3 a day, which if you are taking a whole bunch of supplements, you know they add up very quickly and cost far more than that. And you can get everything packed together in just this one easy scoop that you can drink. Athletic Greens has over 7,000 five-star reviews. It's recommended by professional athletes because they see such a difference in the way that their body functions. And you can truly replace your multivitamin by just taking Athletic Greens, because it's got so many high quality ingredients that you can actually absorb into your body. It's just this small micro habit with big benefits, and your subscription comes with a year's supply of vitamin D, which we could all use at this point in the year too. So right now it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/livewell. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/livewell to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutrition insurance.
Well, that kind of brings us to the purpose of this podcast. So this was my plan B, just to be really honest. This was, this is not what I wanted to do. I am more comfortable as a behind the scenes person than a front man. So this is not what I wanted. And I'd already kind of invested a lot of my time and energy into my plan A, thinking it was going to go a certain direction. And that required,
which was basically taking over someone else's company that was already established.
Yeah.
And just coming in there and having them say, and then you could add a little bit of flavor to it. But it was basically cookie cutter, step into that, out of the box, it's ready to go.
Yes. And so the boundary lines are there, and that made me feel very secure. Like I could get in there and then, okay, I can't do this because I'm bumping against that line. That's okay. I'll do something over here. Like I'm adaptable that way. I like those kinds of creative problems, if you will. And so that felt safe. But I also had to learn QuickBooks. I was going to have to learn all sorts of businessy stuff. So I was already in that mindset. And then in the back of my mind, and a lot of people were saying, like, if this doesn't happen, you really should do this. You should really.
Yeah.
out of your house so that you can legally sell, which you're already like giving away. Like you should be,
yeah,
you know, you're learning all of this for something, all these cookie decorating classes and business stuff. Like it should go somewhere if this doesn't happen. And inevitably, long story short, it didn't happen. And it was such an easy transition of, okay, well, then I guess I do this. Whereas I think if the plan A had never been there, I would not have gotten here. I would have been like, no, yeah, not for me. But I have an abundance of things that I have learned, techniques I have learned, tools I have. It made sense that this is the progression. So,
well, and when I look back, it's kind of funny because as things were coming together with plan A, and we really all thought plan A was going to happen. I mean, not only did you hit that point where they were like, cause you were saying, oh, well, I'll do some of these cookies and I'll sell them there. And, you know, whatever, maybe I'll have this little side business and I'll utilize them in this other business. And they were like,
yeah.
And they were like, no, you can't do that. It has to be under our name. And I think a lot of us on the outside, like we were all like, whoop, wait a minute. No, because this is what you're creating and you're investing in and you're doing an amazing job of. And I don't want it to be under this bigger company. Like I want this to be your thing. And so I think that was like a big, like hold the reins for a second, but you were like, no, I'm good with it. I don't care. I don't care. Yeah. I don't care.
Yeah.
And at this, yeah. And at the same time, you were like, all your energy was like, I got to learn all this cookie stuff because I really love this cookie stuff and I want to do all of this, but I got to get all this done before I take over this other thing that isn't even going to make these dreams come true. But I'm like putting all of this energy in here. And I think we were all going like, what? Why? Obviously, this is what you want to do. It's this thing. And so just like from this outsider perspective, the amount of relief that I had when you're like plan A fell through was like, oh, thank goodness, because this is where you were supposed to be. And this is obviously where your passion lies. Yeah. And so
it's also scary. Like it's a scary.
Oh, it's so scary. Problem. Yeah.
But to a man, that's what everybody said around me is exactly what you're saying. So I'm resting in that. I'm taking comfort in that other people are seeing this as a good fit and, you know, taking those steps forward, even though I'm terrified. Like this is a bold move for me. And I'm willing to, like I said, it's felt like a natural step, which is odd because it's terrifying, but also yeah. Like, I don't think I could not. It's just what's happening. Like it's happening. So there's a comfort in that, but yeah, it's still,
yeah. Well, and even down to your, like you literally had been making a lot of cookies for people that you were giving away.
That's R&D, you know, that was.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And there really did come this point where I had to step in and be like, hey, so that's got to stop. And if you need me to be at every, you know, like cookie consultation meeting that you have so that I can be the bulldog and be like, hey, so what are you going to pay her? Like, I guess I'll have to do that. And I feel like we kind of started there, but luckily it was with a friend who was giving you sort of like your first official order that you were really being paid for. And it really did come to that point in the conversation where we were sitting there and I was like, hey, pay up. And she had no problem with it. She was totally prepared for that and slapped the money down on the table. Yep. And I think it was both of us being like, you need to get more comfortable with taking the money for your legitimate work and what you're worth. And it's like, I've been seeing this reel going around with this audio that's like what you're paying for when you get something from a company, like what you are creating. It isn't just for the product. It is for all the time and effort that that person has put into learning how to do that to the best possible scale that they can. You are getting that kind of a product because of everything they have invested. Mm-hmm. You're not going to get the same cookie from the grocery store. You know, like, it's a different thing. And if that's what you want and that's the price point you have, then go to the grocery store. But what you're paying for here is something more than that from an artist. And so I love that for you to finally now, like, I'm not having to come in as much. Still, we discuss the money thing, but I'm not having to come in as much and being like, girl, let me slap you around a little bit. Be like, you need to be paid for what you are putting out there. You are worth that. And your time and your effort is worth that.
Well, I appreciate that. And I think I am getting more comfortable with the concept, in part because as you itemize, as you break it down, I can't take a loss, you know, like, that doesn't make sense. Why would I do this if I'm going to take a loss? So, you know, your starting point, and I've never really known that before. It's just butter and sugar and flour. And I probably have that on hand. Maybe I have to get a little more, but yeah, I can do that. You know what I mean? But now when you really break it down, and costs are constantly rising, like, like from week to week, they're changing. When you take all that into account, and I want to honor my family's investment, like the investment that's put into me and believes that I can do this. Like, I can't understand.
And your time.
And my time, because it's pulling me from other things I would normally be doing. Right now, it's like the laundry. It's the laundry that I'm like, oh my gosh, is it ever going to get done? It just keeps piling up. And the time I would normally be on that, I'm doing other stuff. So, So I've got
to. Well, and when you really start paying attention to that kind of thing, and you're like, okay, once I covered my costs here, I made 50 cents an hour. Like, you know, it's not worth it.
Right.
To be doing that. But when you can look at it and be like, okay, this is, you know, something I enjoy and it's fun for me to do and I'm blessing other people, but I'm also contributing to my family in this greater way, like that gives it more merit and value.
It really does. And finding the places that really, like, it will allow me to be more generous in the end. If I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, if I'm charging what I'm supposed to charge, then it gives me those opportunities to be more generous or to offer something forward. I can't always be doing that. And a lot of the things that, like, I haven't told you this, but you'll be very proud of me. Something came up where somebody wanted 40 to 50 cookies. Oh, could they just be flowers? So sugar cookies, decorated sugar cookies, 40 to 50. And, I think that, so this is someone that I've done things for before. And, I think they wanted them, like, just go ahead, give them to them. And I had to have, it was almost an awkward conversation, but I really held my ground. I'm like, well, this is my price per dozen. Let me know what you want and I'll make it work. But, I'm sure that it will adjust what they're asking for. I feel like I'm being really cryptic. I'll tell you later what I'm talking
about. Okay. Yeah.
But that was kind of a bold move for me. I was like,
because
this isn't necessarily a charity that I believe in, that I want it. This isn't that. So, you know, if you want me to do it, I will make it work. I have a lot of orders next week. It'll be hard to fit in, but I will. But this is what it would cost an ingredient.
Yeah.
I can't take a loss. And my time right now, I've.
When you do have orders that are paying you.
Right.
Those have to be the priority. And I think especially if it's someone you've done something for before, obviously there's an adjustment there, but you have moved from the R&D period to actual production and creating a business out of it. And so people just have to adjust to that.
Yeah. And honestly, I don't think they knew what they were asking, you know,
but
this would just fit the theme. This would just work, but it's sort of a retraining process for all of us. Like,
yeah,
I'd love to do that for you. This is what it costs now.
Now I have an actual business and
And some of that is so uncomfortable, but then the more you spend time sitting with it and like the podcasts I've been listening to, the apps I have that itemize everything, including my time. So I'm I'm utilizing that as a factor for ingredients or for labor that went into it. And when when you're spending a lot of time thinking through all of that, and you realize how valuable your time really is, because I am being pulled from other things, it kind of changes it. So it's not something I'm taking for granted anymore. It's something that has a cost to me and to my family, and I want to be really wise. So yeah, that whole part definitely is developing.
And I think also the more you become official, like, you know, you put it out on Instagram, you guys go follow, what is it called? What are you on Instagram?
Feast, F-E-A-S-T, which you guys will know why that word has such significance. We've talked about it earlier in the year in the podcast, my word of the year and all of that. So it's Feast Custom Cookies.
Ladies, we do not have to be slaves to the whims of our hormones anymore, because now there is Bonafide. Bonafide was created to give women an alternative to effectively relieve the symptoms that accompany hormonal fluctuations within our bodies. Because we all get them from PMS all the way through to menopause. We all have stuff to deal with over the years. And Bonafide wants to provide women with naturally powerful remedies to safely treat all of these natural symptoms that occur throughout our lives. So whatever it is that you are dealing with, whether it's vaginal dryness, or you are having hot flashes or night sweats, and you need to improve your sleep, if you're having some itching down there, or any other kind of thing that could be related to your hormones, Bonafide has something to help. They have created non-prescription solutions that treat women's health issues using ingredients from nature as often as they can to maximize effectiveness and relief. The ingredients in every Bonafide product are the result of thorough research, development, and clinical trials, resulting in every product being scientifically validated. And safety is their top priority. All products are made with safe yet powerful ingredients, completely free from hormones, yes ma'am, and without alarming side effects. They are recommended by over 8,300 doctors and used by over 333,000 women. So give Bonafide a try today. No hormones and no prescription required. Real relief without compromise. To get 20% off your first purchase when you subscribe to any product, go to hellobonafide.com and use promo code LIVEWELL. That's hello, BONAFIDE.com and code LIVEWELL. That's LIVEWELL for 20% off at checkout. For best prices and free shipping, go directly to the HelloBonafide.com website. This is their best offer anywhere, so check it out and use my promo code LIVEWELL. And thank you to Bonafide for sponsoring LIVEWELL Anyway.
So if you go, you can see her work on Instagram. It's really fun. She does videos, you know, following along and pictures of the finished product. She did a cookie with my podcast logo that was so much fun. It was a total surprise. And yeah, I still need to post the picture of it. I love it.
Well, and that one was by hand. Those
I know
with the edible printer, but I feel like I was getting pretty good by
hand.
Like,
yeah.
That was a fun one.
Yeah, you did such a good job. It was so much fun to get that. And so I think as you become more official, like you've got your Instagram thing out there, we're working on the website. Like once you have like the prices up on the website and that sort of thing, I think it also lends that validity to it and helps people to see like, okay, like there's less that you even have to directly communicate to them. You can be like, you can go to my website and see what that is. You know, it just helps maybe to usher in that transition and help people to, you know, see for themselves what this is and what it takes and all of that.
I did a cookie this week. You saw it, but 6 hours or more, 6 hours in a chunk. And then there was, that doesn't even count the baking time or the flooding time or any of that, but just the decorating, 6 hours for 5 cookies. So now that is not a cookie I can sell because I'd never make the money back, you know, like that doesn't make sense. But as a gift and as like technique and learning and growing in that art and that skill, maybe there'll be something for it at some point, but for now it's a gift. And it was so fun to do. Like it was so detailed, and I love The more details, the more texture, the better. But every layer of texture is another step, is another detail. More time.
Well, and it just helps you to hone that skill even more and know even more about the whole process. And you can never like get too much knowledge over what you're doing. It's only going to benefit every other area of your decorating the more that you know.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So I think that's really cool. And it makes it worth your time, even when you're going through a class that takes you the whole day. You know, it's just like expanding that vocabulary and that repertoire of skills that you have to be able to offer. And you may not use it for like that specific cookie, but you may take some skill that you used on that cookie and transfer it into a different cookie or your own design or whatever.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I think makes it so worthwhile.
Definitely. And I probably won't ever stop that. Like, I have a hunger for it. I love this. So, you know, I hope I'm always growing and evolving and learning and all of that stuff, but
yeah, I think you will be, because it's the nature of who you are and how you invest in things and how deeply you go with stuff. I mean, look at your sourdough bread. You have years of notes.
I know. I roll my eyes about that. I know, but I can't stop it. I just,
it's who you are.
I am. It's what I do to a fault. Like, I see it and I cannot make it stop. Like, I'm going to deep dive on this. I feel it's happening. I can't stop.
I love it. But with that, I mean, I guess that kind of brings us to a lot of what we wanted to hit on this podcast is you do deep dive. You have all these new things on your plate of developing this business and at the same time, homeschooling multiple children and trying to deal with the laundry and all the other aspects of your life that has kind of amped your life up to a whole new level. And that's where I came in.
Yes. Yeah. I was sharing, like, I am feeling like excited, inspired, and completely overwhelmed. And I'm so overwhelmed that I'm almost like stymied. I don't even know which direction. I don't know what my priority is in this moment. I just know that it all feels big. It's all weighing down on me. If I don't do the laundry, people don't have something to wear. But if I don't take this class that I paid for, I'm going to lose money. Like just all of it. It kind of, too much in my head. And that is where you came in and you could see the path forward. Well, you say, like, you talk.
No. Well, I think that, I mean, we've learned years ago that our brains work differently. And I had, you know, for a lot of years, taken for granted that just like everybody's brains work the way that mine do, but they don't. I don't know if it's like part of being a three or whatever, but my brain kind of works in like sequences and efficiency and what is going to work best coming next. And especially I think when I'm doing it for somebody else, it's a lot easier to see. Like when you came to me and you were like, I've got these three classes I'm doing and I need to tackle this thing and I have that thing going on and they all feel equally important and I need to learn about this Cricut thing and I need to, you know, and for me, it was like, well, obviously this is the one that you need to focus on because this is the one that has a timestamp attached to it. And like, I can break it down into the pieces to help you be able to figure out then how to move forward and how to develop the plan to manage your time. And has it worked?
Yes. I mean, just like what you're talking about when we go back to that moment, which when was that? Like,
it was like February.
February. Whenever that was, it was so, everything just felt so big. And you said, and what I was going to do was off in left field. I'm going to go do this.
Yeah.
I really feel like I should. And it was none of those really.
No.
But even in the moment, it made the most sense to me. I was like, well, but this is obviously what I'm going to do. Like, what? And you said, no, you really should do this because it, like you said, it has a timestamp. And then it's like everything else fell away. And I was like, oh, that makes sense. Okay. Thank you. I will do that.
So, and I think you just kind of needed somebody to give you that permission to not have all the things weigh the same amount in that moment.
because that adds like guilt of like, I'm not doing this and I'm not doing this. And if I choose this, it's going to take all of me for this amount of time. I can't do any of these other things. So it was really hard to juggle. And I think that that's a common feeling in overwhelm, that it's really hard to make like logical decisions. It's really hard to see what the next step is when they're all calling to you and
they all feel equally important.
And it all feels like everything else you'll have regrets. Like, well, but or guilt associated with it. It's just, it's a tough mental space to be. And that's where you really came in with just some good concrete logic. And I was desperate for it. Like, okay, then that's what I'll do. And you said, don't feel guilty about these other things. You will get to them. And here's how we'll do it. We'll write them down so you know you're going to get to them so that you're free to do this. And that just helped me feel like, okay, somebody said, I don't have to feel badly. I can just, okay, there is a plan. They're not going to get neglected and left behind and forgotten about. We're going to work a plan. So that was just vital to that stage for me of having somebody come alongside and kind of make sense of the chaos, the good, happy, wonderful, inspiring chaos, but chaos nonetheless. It was very helpful. So we kind of developed, like, we talked in person a couple times. We talked on FaceTime a couple times, assignments, and we sort of developed something like that.
Yeah.
That you have to offer that's super helpful.
Yeah. We've created a system and in a coaching practice, I would say, and we've also given you some really foundational practical tools to be able to use to put these things into place. And we're still in process. Like, there are still, because I really had you get everything out of your head so that we could work with all of it. Like, I needed all the pieces to be able to put together and help you put together. And there are still certain pieces that we are formulating, because I really believe that it does have to be a holistic approach to things. Like, just taking care of your business isn't all of it. Like, I mean, even last week we said, when we had our meeting, like, okay, like the business stuff, really what needs to happen is the stuff that Scott needed to do, your husband, and you needed to get some of these other things off your plate that had to do with homeschooling and preparing for next year and ordering curriculum and like dealing with some of those factors that were weighing on you and keeping you from being able to show up in your business the way that you wanted to, because you were stressed about those things. Like, it was okay for us to say, okay, we need to put a pause on some of the business stuff to take care of that stuff so you just don't have to worry about it anymore.
Yeah.
And then in order to do that, we said, okay, this is when you're going to do this thing, because I think that there is a freedom when you've assigned an actual time to do something, because you know that's what that time is reserved for. You don't have to think about all of the rest of it in that time, because those things have their own time that they are going to be dealt with. And in this moment, this is all you need to focus on. And you really accomplished so much last week that now you don't have hanging over your head.
Yeah, it was huge. Like, I didn't realize the weights that all of these things have felt like. And to take a couple of those weights off and be like, done. Like, those snowballs have been, they're very encouraging that, like, those things are done well. They had my full attention. Now I'm moving on to this. So
yeah,
you really helped me give my whole self to things without those feelings of guilt or neglect or worry, or am I making the wrong choice right now? Is this really not what I should be doing? Like, those feelings were gone. I'm all in. I gave it my all. I did it. It's done.
Yeah.
All right, ladies, you might remember that I have recently had a couple of episodes where I've had on people from Color Guru. Everyone from Jeannie Stith, who is the head color guru who founded the company, to Ali Smuts, who is their hair wonder extraordinaire. She's been a hairstylist for years now, and she is brilliant about being able to figure out what color is going to look best on your hair and giving you exact formulas and telling you what haircuts will work well. I have especially lately been loving having my color cards for everything from shopping for spring clothes to going and getting new makeup. I love just having this little thing in my back pocket that reminds me, oh yeah, these colors that I may not even have thought of are going to work well for me, or maybe I should avoid those, they're going to wash me out. It has been so enlightening to see what really works for me, and they did such a brilliant job. When you sign up with the Color Guru, they give you a consultation where you send in pictures and they actually figure out what colors, what tones, how deep colors should be, what metals work best on you, all of these different things beyond just your warm or your cool. They go so in depth and I have found it so beneficial, and I think that you will too. If you have ever felt washed out in your clothes or unsure of what colors you should be wearing or what makeup you should be buying, this just takes all of the guesswork out of that. You too can go get one of these consultations by going to yourcolorguru.com and using the code LIVEWELL at checkout for 10% off. I have thought for so long that it is essential for us to know our colors. It really does make all the difference when we are making those shopping decisions, and it makes a difference in how we feel in our clothes and our style. So head over to yourcolorguru.com and use the code LIVEWELL for 10% off at checkout so you can take all the guesswork out of your shopping from now on too and feel more confident in your makeup and clothes than ever. And now it's so fun to be able to hear from you that you've gotten things done, because I think there's like a level of accountability there with the coaching. And so you will come and tell me like, look what I accomplished today, and look what I checked off on my Trello board, and like, look how I've utilized the tools. And it's not to say that there still isn't that coaching piece there, because you are utilizing the tools, but I'm still able to then come alongside you and have our coaching meeting every week or two and say like, okay, what is this next chunk? Mm-hmm. How do we need to work out this next piece? And so it's been really like a fun ongoing part of our relationship, mm-hmm. having this interchange and like continuing to help you through this process.
Yes. And I mean, I can see such a difference just in the, like, I think the biggest thing for me is that I'm all in. I want to always be all in, but it's been hard to do that when you feel overwhelmed about everything. Mm-hmm. But I've had different, like, it's not just because of the business piece. Homeschooling alone, I could have felt this way because I have one son going into his senior year. I'm taking another child home. Like, there's a whole lot of flux there. And I want to do everything I do, I want to do well. And so there's this element of like, oh, I'm not all in here because I'm thinking about this and I don't know. So I've had those feelings of sort of confusion or overwhelm before, but they haven't felt as heated as suddenly you know, there's this thing that suddenly landed in my lap, and it's a big thing and it has a ton of pieces to it. And how do I fit that in with a life that already felt full? So it's like it kind of exploded. But I think what you've been able to show me about blocking my time, being more realistic with my time, when I when something takes an hour, it's not really an hour, because you have to get there if you're driving, or you have to prep for it, or what, or, and then there's the getting back home. Like it's actually more like an hour and a half or 2 hours. And being wise with your time, being more honest in that way. I've been so careless with my time, especially like homeschooling. Okay, we'll start that in 30 minutes. And my 30 minutes is more like an hour and 10 minutes, you know, like I want to be more accurate, because I have to be for my business. So it's really helping me dial that in for every area of my life. Just being more honest and accountable to the people who are around me. If I say I'll be there in 30 minutes and I'm actually there in 30 or 25, even, it makes the other person feel valued. And yeah, it's like, hey, I'm going to be there in 30, but it's actually like 45 or 50. Like they're not feeling valued by me. And so mm-hmm. I never really saw it that way, but it's helped me in every area of like, just being honest with my time, being honest with my capabilities. What can I actually accomplish? And what am I saying? Sure, I'll do that. But I really can't get that all done in that time. There's no way I can get that done.
And that's really like structuring your time in this way and being more realistic about it and getting the priorities straight about what needs to be done when and how to handle all the different things that you're juggling is really a way to avoid getting to burnout, which so many of us so easily get to.
Yeah.
But when you have put in the effort to not only structure your time, but like get some things just taken care of, because there are so many things that weigh on us that if we just would prep in advance or make some big decisions in a chunk, that then they're off our plate and we don't have to worry about them until next month. Or maybe it's something like not even ever again. Like there are so many things that you've had on your plate that it's like, well, once you put in the effort to learning this, you just know it and you don't have to set aside that learning time for that thing anymore.
Oh, hallelujah and amen. Whenever that time comes with all of the technology, like when it's just a dialed in thing, amazing. That's going to be amazing.
Yeah. And just like having the business license stuff done. Well, once that's done, it's not a thing that you have to do again. There are so many things about our lives that once we can kind of like figure them out and get them working, then that preparation piece is off our plate, which often is a huge energy suck.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And now, you know, how many years, 13 years. No, that's not right. How many years have I homeschooled? Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
However,
almost.
This is not a new thing. It was on the front burner because I had to get things prepared and organized for another child and all of that. But this isn't a new thing. This is just something that needed my attention immediately. Mm-hmm. I gave it to it. And now because you've worked with me before, 5-6 years ago, I have a system for homeschooling. So I really was able to do the work and lean back into that. And now it's off that front burner. The same with like laundry or making dinner or, you know, the things that we have practiced and put into mm-hmm. and have done well, they become these like well-oiled machines and you can take on more now because they're all where they need to be. I have margin in my life for more, but if those things are disorganized, we're never going to be able to take on more. We're never going to be able to be useful in a lot of different ways if we don't have the things that we're practicing, if we're not practicing them well and practicing them to the point of it's a system and it works, I think we're not utilizing our time well and our effectiveness.
Yeah. And there's just so much more potential that we have and satisfaction with our time and how it's being used. I mean, you always feel better once you have checked things off a list or like actually made good use of your time than when you don't. I mean, I think it just is a fact of life. And we're all going to have those low times where, you know, it just doesn't really happen. But when we are like getting on top of things, you do just feel better at the end of the day and in general.
Yeah. When those days creep in, which they do and they will.
Yeah.
They're the abnormal one. They're the one.
Yeah.
Reset from. They're not like a new normal, you know, like that.
Yeah.
Those kind of things can really take you down if you don't account for them. Or if you like, I usually think, oh, it's never going to happen, but it will.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
It does inevitably happen where you just have an off day and you need to go to bed early. You just need to
get out.
You're not, nobody wants to be around you and you're not getting done and you don't want to be around yourself and like call it. Those days can happen. But knowing that you can get right back on track and because you do have a system that works, it just helps me instead of like, because I never plan for it, I never account for it, then I feel like I failed. And I can be really hard on myself in that moment instead of being like, no, I planned. I knew these things are going to happen. Days are going to get off track. We're going to get back on.
Yeah. And because you are utilizing your time well, most of the time, it allows for that margin for something to not go right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is okay. So bringing this all around is obviously I've been helping Katie with this thing, and it's sort of been like a case study in like being able to coach someone well. I've done some coaching through Patreon and whatnot and done that off and on over the years, but doing this specifically, I feel like it's helped me to develop like an actual program of, okay, these are the steps that I can take someone to and the tools that I can introduce to them to whatever it is they're trying to get organized in their life and overcome that overwhelm. If we just walk through these steps and I can do it with them hand in hand, then they can learn to do that. And we can work into a system that really works pretty well. And it offers them that accountability and the actual action plan to be able to move forward. Where sometimes, you know, we can read all the best productivity books and watch the best YouTube channels and whatever, but if we don't have somebody coming alongside us, it can just feel overwhelming. It can feel like one more overwhelming thing, or it can feel like too hard to implement ourselves, or we can't really see the forest for the trees. And
yeah,
it can just be too much when we're doing it ourselves. But when you have somebody else come alongside you, it somehow makes it a little bit more doable.
Mm-hmm. Well, the feedback too. And like, I'm sharing this kind of like as a testimonial, like, I mean, being vulnerable and sharing why I needed your help and what it really did for me and has helped. I was in a place of like kind of desperation. I was not in a good way, but I've had other periods of time that it hasn't been as explosive, but you still want to dial it in. You still want to be prepared because those other times of heavier stress, they're coming. If you're not
in the
world, it's coming. And to really take what you are practicing and do it as well as you can. And usually that means systematizing. It means understanding it from the bottom up, how to be most effective. We're all working towards some kind of craft, you know, whether it's outside of the home, and then you're trying to also manage the inside of the home, or even if it's, I remember the days when it was like changing diapers, doing laundry, like it was so hard to feel like that was important work. It was so simple and it was never done, and those little guys never said thank you for changing my diaper. You know, there's not a lot of feedback, but I remember having like the days I was most effective, I was just like, I'm going to do this to the best of my, I'm going to time myself. I'm going to see how effective I can be at different areas of this so that I felt like I was productive. I felt like I was doing my very best in whatever season it is or whatever the task is, or finding enjoyment in it. And that was a way for me to just shed light on the mundane aspect.
Yeah.
Making it a game, making it kind of fun, trying to get better at it. I really wanted to learn because I, you know, I folded so much laundry, but I wanted to fold the laundry. Like, I don't know why I'm talking about this story, but their shirts. I was like, I want their shirts to look like little packages. I want them lined up perfectly on the edge. Like, it was fun. I just thought, how can I do it? Let me learn how to do it. Then how fast can I do it? Because I can't be spending 10 minutes per shirt. That makes no sense. But I took my time to do it. And then I got really quick at it. And I just felt very satisfied. Like I could open the drawer, put it in, and it looked neat. And I just felt like, oh, I did a good job there. You see this? Don't just open that drawer and throw the things out. Like, are you seeing how neatly those are stacked?
Yeah.
And my little 3-year-old, you know, of course, appreciate it. But I think there's an element of that in every season that we're in and every task that we have before us to give it our best.
Yeah. And we're constantly going through new seasons and different changes and things. I mean, I look at that in my own life right now. And it's like, I have the more immediate seasons of like, okay, I have to get into that mindset of pretty soon we're going to be changing over to summer and the kids are going to be here all day. And what does that routine need to look like? And how can I be effective with my time, but still connect with them and still cater to us having fun in the summer? And then when that is winding down, we're going to head into back to school again. And what pieces do I need to have in place for that? And what calendars do I need to figure out? And how are we going to manage our time and manage meals when we've got, you know, a different schedule of after school activities? And, you know, it's like, we're constantly going through those more immediate seasons. But then I think also having a 16-year-old now and knowing that he only has 3 years of high school left, it has given me this different perspective on parenthood than I've had at all so far of like, whoa, there is an ending point. There are some serious transitions coming up here that I need to be preparing him for over the next few years. We're going to be factoring in driving and cars and looking at college. And like, it's a very different time in parenthood than I've ever experienced this far. Like never before has that, and it, obviously you keep parenting all their lives, but it is a different thing when it's like, oh, you're an adult and you're making your own decisions and you're going to be moving out of my house. And, you know, there's a different sense of what, how much time you have and what will be accomplished in those next few years. And I think it just kind of reframes everything. And so that makes me approach the planning differently and with more intention and wanting to make sure that I am on top of those things and I am mindful of that timeline. And that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. And I think that the schedule and the planning and all of that, that is a control mechanism. Like that is
sure
you can hold on to and say, okay, I'm gonna give it my best shot to be organized and ready and prepared and planned. Of course, that doesn't mean that it's gonna fall. It won't anyway. But
yeah,
like our ability to look at it, appreciate it, and put resources away for it or time away for it or whatever it's going to require of us, rather than getting there and being like, oh my gosh, okay, I've got it. Cause then you're not investing in the moments in the same way.
Yeah.
We're just trying to cover it instead of
yeah
prepared and planned. It allows you those moments to just
yeah
and take it in. And so even more so as our kids get older, you know,
early yeah
it's for the sake of routine. And like I was sharing, it's so that you don't go crazy in the mundane.
Yeah.
So that you you can
yeah
be productive with yourself. But later, I think it's vital that our kids know that we're present and that we
want yeah
them, we want to enjoy them, and we don't want to be disorganized or not organized with our time so that we have less of it with them. But
yeah.
It becomes,
well, and I,
yeah, go ahead.
I think that, well, sometimes people can feel like a plan is oppressive, where really I see a plan as offering so much freedom because now you don't have to make those decisions in the moment. Now you can be more present because you already know what's going to be for dinner and you're not scrambling to try to figure that out. You're not as distracted. You're able to just live according to the plan, which is much easier than trying to keep figuring it out every next second.
Yeah.
Giving yourself a map to walk on.
Yeah. Scott and I have this conversation a lot about a budget because I fight the budget hard. I want freedom. I don't want to follow every dollar. He loves to follow every dollar. I do not want to follow every dollar.
Yeah.
But a budget really allows you to be more generous. And that's always been his heart behind it, is like, look, you can be more generous if you're budgeting well, like if you're taking
yeah
care of what you have and you're paying attention to it and you're planning for it and you're doing all those things, then you have more freedom than what you're actually restricting yourself when you're not following a budget. And like, that was just this mental turn of like, oh, he's so right. Like now there's freedom where before you never knew. you never knew if there was freedom until you find out, oh, there isn't.
Oh, yeah. Geez. Yeah. Whoops. Yeah. Now what do we do?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess kind of like wrapping it all together, this case study I've been doing with Katie and figuring out this process and everything has allowed me to come to a point in my business where I feel like I can offer coaching to a different level. And I've developed this cohort that I will be starting soon. And I have the application available. I announced it a couple of weeks ago in my newsletter, and we will have the link to the application in this episode. I've mentioned it a little bit on the podcast, but it is an opportunity. I want to take just like a small group of women every month. It's kind of based on the idea of when I did the, what was it called? It was the cohort with Joy Igrotreed.
Oh, yeah.
To write my book proposal. That's what it was. Where, you know, she walked us step by step through it. We got emails and we had, you know, homework that we had to do. And we also were in a Marco Polo group together where we were all going through the same process and we were talking about it. And she piped in on the Marco Polo group and helped to answer questions and helped to like move us through this whole process. So by the end of that month, we accomplished so much and we really had something to show for it. And so that's really where I've come to, instead of, at least not for right now. I don't want to just like create some big course that people just take and are kind of like on their own doing. I really want to come alongside women hand in hand, form these small groups, help them to learn how to do it, teach them the tools to use to be able to organize their life in this way. And then they have this group of ladies to be moving forward with once the cohort is over, and then to actually, for a couple of months after the cohort, to have a check-in and see how they're doing and answer any questions so that they're able to continue implementing this in their life moving forward and staying on top of things, even as seasons change and even as new things come on their plates and all that sort of thing. I want them to learn this process and I want to do it with them. And so that's why I'm opening up this idea. And hopefully it's something that people will feel like is valuable and want to do with me and with these small groups of ladies. I have all the information about it in the application and in that newsletter that was on Substack. And I'm hoping to add some stuff to the website soon too, but I just want to keep it like this really concentrated group so that it can be really successful and effective.
Yeah. I can't say enough. Like, I'm so proud of you for opening it up, because it really is a thing that you do like nobody else, and have the ability to like cipher out what is the right path. Like, you just can see it. You, like I always say, you have a vision. You always have a vision, and you can see the forest, you know, like,
yeah,
the tree.
Yeah.
How's that analogy? You know what I'm saying?
Whatever it is.
You can.
I got it.
And not everybody can. And so I just think it's so cool when you take that gift and you are willing to share it. And like, it just, it's been so pivotal for me. I don't think I would be able to, I think I'd still be in that place of overwhelm and I'd slog through it. You know, I might get to the other side, but I'd be exhausted. Burned out, and like, you've allowed me to do the things that I love the most. Like, there's been room for that. There's the creativity can be there because everything else is in its proper place. So I just am so appreciative, and I think anybody could benefit who feels like they want to just have more order in their life or more organization or be better with their time
or reduce the overwhelm and just feel like they can be on top of things again and kind of create that map for themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what we're doing. That's what this whole cohort thing is that I've kind of been mentioning and talking about. And, you know, if you're interested, I would love to have you apply. I really want to be able to try to, you know, look at the applications and see what cohorts I think would work best. So you will be, you know, assigned to a cohort over, you know, the course of the next months that I think would work best. Hopefully some women who are, you know, working on similar things together and that sort of thing. But I think it's going to be really fun because I do kind of geek out about the whole planning process. And I recently have acquired some new tools to be doing that. And I've been doing a lot of learning myself and looking at, you know, different software and different apps and like what is going to be the most effective for people and how can they take their own personality and work from that. And so, yeah, that's what's up with that. I would love to work with you guys if you're interested. So
yeah, sign up.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. Okay. Well, it was so fun to get to talk about your business and all that you've got going on, Katie. I hope people head over to Feast Custom Cookies on Instagram and see all the fun designs because it's just been so fun. I mean, you were naturally good at it, but you've also like your cookies have just been like changing and expanding so quickly. And it's been so cool to watch that process and all of the fun and beautiful things that you're putting out there. So I hope people come and watch and get invested. So yeah. All right. Well, I will talk to you again soon.
Okay.
All right. All right, ladies, that is it for this episode of Live Well Anyway. Thank you so much for listening and subscribing. It means so much to me. Thank you to those of you who have left reviews on iTunes or any of the other platforms where you're listening to this podcast. It makes a really big difference in getting the word out there and helping other people to be able to find the show as well. You can find all of the show notes for this episode by swiping up in whatever app you are listening to the show on, or going over to mackenziekoppa.com and clicking on podcast. There we will have links to all of Katie's information, her Instagram, all of her fun cookie stuff, so you can follow along and possibly order if you are local. She's got amazing stuff that she is putting out there. It's constantly evolving and changing, and she's learning new things and putting new things into practice. You will not be sorry if you get these cookies. Speaking of somebody who has tried them and they are incredible. So be sure to follow Katie, show her your support. And again, if you would like to get involved with my planning cohort, Live Well Planned, you can follow the link in today's show notes. I would love to see you over on YouTube tomorrow when I get up my first new video in quite a while. So find me over there at youtube.com/MackenzieKoppa. I would love to connect with you. So be sure you subscribe and engage in comments over there. And I think that's it for this week. All right, ladies, until next time, go be bold and gracious.